This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let us talk about financial troubles, because that's a nice lighthearted conversation to you. Really, get the day going. If we are in that position where the finances are just, oh my goodness, help me out, I'm in trouble, where on earth do you start?
Well, if we've gone through the process of actually finding out where we are, like, you know, when I talked about being lost, so you know where you are, you know your position, you know, written down, you know, what you owe, what you earn, how much you spend. And if you're finding that even after that, you still feel like you're drowning, if you're behind on your bills and things like that, well, contact your creditor and commit to paying a certain amount and keep your word and even give them a copy of your repayment schedule. Now, the repayment schedule is actually a free resource from the website, so you can just download that and give your creditor a copy of that, and they will actually really appreciate that, and that could also stop any legal action as well. And there's actually, I actually was in contact yesterday I rang St. Vinny's, and there's a phone number then at 02 9560 8666, and that's the St. Vinny's Learning Services, and they offer a great budgeting and also financial counselling service. And if you're in touch with them, they'll either put you in touch with one of their counsellors, or like Salvation Army and the Wesley Mission and things like that, they have actually sources available to you. So if you feel that like you're drowning, you can't see your way out, then I'd recommend that you do seek, give St. Vinny's a call.
It's all very serious and somber stuff.
It is.
I don't know. Is it worth, anyway, if you're feeling nervous about it, is it worth just talking to someone or getting another opinion? Because maybe you're just being paranoid about your budget too. That's another thing. Or it's not as bad as it is, or you've made an error as well in your calculations. Is it just worth, for peace of mind perhaps, to get a checkup every now and again?
I think if you go back to actually finding out, when we talked about being lost, and the opposite of being lost isn't being found, it's actually knowing where you are and then knowing how to get to where you need to be. So if you're if you've gone through that process and of getting unlost, is actually finding out where you are. So how much do you spend? How much do you earn? What are the outstanding accounts?
And they're very personal questions that you're asking.
Yes, they are very personal. But look, you know, with the B word, the budget word,
yes,
it's really, as I said, it's reflective, it's like a mirror. And I find that even when I was in financial planning, that you often knew more about your clients than their best friends did, because you're talking about money. So you're talking about something that usually just a husband and wife or a partners would actually just only discuss amongst themselves and not with anyone else. So finding out and then getting help. If you've gone through that process of actually finding out where you are, then at least if you're still having trouble, you're not sure, go to the budget counselling service, and they'll actually be able to put you on the right track, or at least actually put you in touch with people who can help. And I would say that that's actually, it will give you peace of mind as well. With the downloading the free tools from the website as well.
All right.
Well, if you think that's you and you'd like to take advantage of the counselling services or get contact details and all that info, you can go to crown.org.au, and we'll also podcast this. It'll be on the audio lounge of the website, hope1032.com.au. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.